In archives all over the world, there are shelves filled with old documents, deeds, legal codes, inventories, parish registers, and so on. For as long as there's been parchment, there have indeed been archives. But as scholars know only too well, these vast scores of historical evidence have also been storing up trouble for the future. Thousands of these documents have become so fragile that their contents are now unreadable. That is, until now, thanks to the combined efforts of researchers from Cardiff University and Queen Mary University of London. James Harrison has been to find out more from the research team.
So I'm not sure of the exact age of this scroll. It's actually a rolled-up parchment, so it didn't start life as a scroll, but once it's rolled up, as far as we're concerned, it is a scroll as far as the machine's concerned and all the technology we need to unravel. I'm Graham Davis, reader in 3D X-ray imaging, Institute of Dentistry at Queen Mary University of London. And I'm actually standing here at what we call the MuCat 3 scanner, because it's our third generation of scanner that we've developed here. And this whole system here, this is obviously a lead-lined enclosure, so once this door is closed, there's going to be no X-ray leakage anywhere. It's completely safe to sit here.
Nowadays, X-ray technology, used to look beyond what we can normally see with the naked eye, is a familiar procedure in medical diagnosis. Modern X-ray machines are now capable of creating three-dimensional scans using X-ray computed tomography, better known as CT scanning. Just as CT scanning has helped improve medical diagnosis, scientists are now proving its capability in the field of cultural heritage, especially in helping to reveal the content of parchment documents, which for hundreds of years have remained too delicate to unroll. Professor Tim Wess is from Cardiff University.
Parchment is skin. It's dried skin that's been salted and limed and stretched and beaten and had hot water poured over it, trying to make a smooth writing surface. And so understanding how molecules behave over hundreds of years is something that interests me, and parchment's been a fantastic vehicle to be able to study that. So working in that vein, I then got more and more involved with samples where the documents had effectively turned from the collagen into gelatin and actually glued themselves together.
Tim gave me a number of parchment samples, and these weren't actually scrolls, but we just rolled up a small piece, put it in a container, put it in the X-ray system, and sure enough we could see the ink on it. Now, we didn't have any means of unravelling it then. What we did have was some rendering software created at the Australia National University would actually allow us to sort of slice it, and actually we could at least see writing that was on the inside of the scroll or on the outside of it. And it looked so good that when we sent it to Tim, he thought we were just, this was some kind of mock-up. And I had to say to him, no, this is actually reconstructed from X-ray views of it. And he was quite impressed then, as was most people who'd seen it. So, you know, that's what really got the ball rolling.
Once the first pioneering 3D scans were completed, the School of Computer Science at Cardiff University used computer modelling to present a flattened view of the documents, allowing a researcher to read what was on them, an exciting prospect for all concerned.
The first time that I saw that done, there is definitely, and it's one of those moments in your scientific career that sends shivers down your spine for the right reasons. And you don't get that many of those in your career. And seeing a flattened out document that we could all stand, I remember us standing on and we could all read it. And then handing that to the paleographer, who can then go and interpret that and say what the impact of that is in terms of history, is a wonderful, you know, opportunity to have, and it's great to be part of that chain.
The moment clearly proved to be a significant turning point for historians and archivists and their ability to access historical information, with literally thousands of historical documents locked away in archives the world over, now available to the research community.
The support that we got from archivists who said, if this can be done, then it would actually revolutionise the way in which archives and difficult-to-access documents at archives could be, you know, history could be recovered from in a way that we don't actually know what some documents, the information on some documents, we can have a guess at what they contain, but if we can actually reveal that, it once again resets the priorities of how we might store them.
With funding from the Engineering and Physical Sciences Research Council, this innovative use of X-rays and three-dimensional microtomography gives us an unparalleled glimpse into our hidden past. And it's not just about simply detecting iron particles contained in medieval inks. What makes the technique stand out from other methods is the unprecedented high contrast resolution it provides to clearly distinguish between ink and parchment, meaning text is much clearer and therefore readable. The discovery has also proved beneficial back in the departments that first developed the technology. In relation to the human eye, for example, high-contrast X-ray microtomography has the potential to help ophthalmologists investigate problems relating to glaucoma. While for Graham Davis and his colleagues at Queen Mary's Institute of Dentistry, this enhanced scanning technique is helping advance aspects of dental research.
As well as developing the new scanner, we've made a number of improvements to existing scanners using our sort of own technology that we've developed here. And that's already where we're using that in the dental research to see things in teeth that we hadn't seen before. And in fact, we've just got a paper just been accepted now talking about high contrast X-ray microtomography in dental research.
Back in the domain of cultural heritage, there are aspects of the new technology that still need to be improved. While the archive community has been excited by the prospect of at last being able to read inaccessible documents, there are still several developments required to make the machine practical.
The detector that we're using at the moment, the CCD detector, isn't the most efficient one. It's not the fastest, but it gives us the most accurate results, and that's why we've stuck with that. When we've got that, when we've shown feasibility that we can do this, then we start to think, can we make it faster? Can we make it portable so that we can transport this thing to museums or archives? Those are the sort of things that I think will come in future projects. But at this level, it was rarely we're asking the question, can this be done or can't it? We're on that narrow line between possibility and impossibility, and I hope we're on the right side of that line.
Dr. Graham Davies, reader in 3D X-ray imaging at the Institute of Dentistry, based at Queen Mary University of London.